It's The Naked Scientists with Chris, Dave and Helen. And we're talking now with Dr. Jim Gray. He's from the Health Protection Agency in the UK. They're based in London. And what we've had in the east of England recently is a big outbreak of a problem caused by what's called norovirus. This is a virus that gets into us and causes outbreaks of vomiting and diarrhoea. So we thought we'd get the man himself in, as one of your colleagues affectionately called you, Jim, the poo man, to come and tell us about what it's all about. So what actually is this virus?
Right. Norovirus has previously been called a small round structured virus or a Norwalk-like virus. It's an RNA virus and it actually is very stable virus. It requires a low infectious dose to cause gastroenteritis. There's a short incubation period associated with this disease and there are multiple transmission routes. So you could have transmission from person to person through food, through water or from environmental surfaces.
So how long after you catch it, how long before you begin to get unwell?
About 24 hours.
Oh, it's very quick.
Very quick.
Yeah, okay. So how does it actually spread then?
It's spread usually by contact with someone who's infected or someone contaminating food or water or contaminating surfaces, just anything that they touch with their hands.
And so once you take the virus into your body, talk us through what actually happens next.
Right, the virus obviously gets into the gut and begins to replicate. The interesting thing about norovirus is the site that it replicates at is the site where you have the disease, and therefore there is no lag time. There's no time for the immune system to react before the virus actually starts to replicate. And so everyone will be constantly infected throughout life.
And so every single sort of body product, if you like, both vomiting and diarrhoea, is highly infectious?
Yeah. There are probably, in a gram of faeces or a gram of vomit, there's probably a million infectious doses. So you could infect a million people with
a
gram.
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got an email here from Nick is in Boston, and he says, we've had a bit of an epidemic here in Boston the last couple of months, and I've been getting into some trouble with my feminist friends for saying this, but of all of those I know who've got it, the women have been hit far worse than the guys. For instance, I had a very upset stomach for a couple of days, and our two-year-old son vomited once, but otherwise they seem fine, but my wife was violently ill for quite some time, over a day, with it coming out of both ends, if you know what I mean. And I know several other couples with the same experience. Why should this be?
Women probably have more infections because they have more contact with children. They change the nappies, whereas the fathers rarely change the nappies. And it's contact with the virus, really, that's causing the disease. Why children have milder disease than adults. It's because these viruses are circulating all the time in children and therefore they're having multiple infections and they're having some level of immunity to the virus, whereas the adults haven't seen this virus since they were a child and therefore they have very low or no immunity to the virus.
So why are we seeing big outbreaks of this? There are lots of causes of food poisoning. Why is this one doing the rounds at the moment?
Because it's an RNA virus, it has the ability to mutate quite readily and therefore be selected. And so what you see each year are variants of the virus circulating. As the population develops immunity to those viruses, a new virus is selected. And so we see waves of epidemics probably every 2 or 3 years across the world as a new virus is selected. It's very much like influenza. We see exactly the same thing with influenza. Every 2 or 3 years, a new virus is selected, a variant. And so all these RNA viruses are susceptible to mutation.
How do we avoid getting it, Jim?
Good hygiene. Wash your hands, I think, is probably the best approach. There is no real prospect for a vaccine for this virus because of the rate of mutation, that you would need to have a vaccine for every year. And so the best approach is good hygiene. The virus is usually passed on by touching, so wash your hands. If someone in the house is ill, then make sure that you wash down surfaces, that you use a weak solution of bleach to wash down surfaces. That'll kill the virus.
And I was rather shocked when I learned, you know, I work in a hospital as a virologist, and someone pointed out to me all these wonderful alcohol hand rubs that we should be using when we go on all the wards, and they actually said to me, that doesn't affect norovirus at all.
That's right. I mean, alcohol usually will attack a surface that contains a lipid. Norovirus is protein. There's no lipid in norovirus. So all you're doing is moving the virus around the surface using alcohol.
It's reassuring, isn't it? So soap and water is the order of the day.
Exactly.
Thanks very much. And as one person said to me, diarrhoea runs in families. That was Jim Gray. He's from the Health Protection Agency. Thank you very much for coming in, Jim. It's been great to have you on the programme. Helen.